Something I didn't actually touch on at all in the earlier on is that the orphanage actually was self-sufficient in so many, many ways. The orphanage had, let's take the simple things like it had sewing rooms and darning rooms for the girls to repair socks and clothing, jumpers and things like that. They had their own boiler that heated the whole of the building, pipework going everywhere, and there was a huge chimney, like a factory chimney, that was connected to the boiler. And they also had their own laundry room. Now, I was in the laundry room quite a few occasions because you would get duties taking you to do work in the orphanage laundry. But the laundry had huge rollers, it must have been about 30 feet long, and they would roll the sheets and the bedding and after they'd been laundered into these machines. It was quite a dangerous place to work. There was lots of steam and belts driving things. It was a very industrious part of the building. And we also had things like we had our own dairy where we had a couple who worked for the orphanage, a Mr. and Mrs. Tory, and they were the dairyman and the dairy lady, and they would cart the milk up and down to the different houses because the orphanage had large grounds, and like the very university we're in, it can take you a long time to walk around them. And they would have the dairyman and his wife would early on it would be over sort of they had milk crates, milk churns carried by yoke. Later on it would be by wheelbarrow or a barrow system of some sort. But we had our own dairy in the place. We also had eventually three farms. We started off with one, but we eventually had three farms that all belonged to the orphanage. They were dairy and arable farms. We were taught how to milk the cows and how to herd the cows, and we were taught how to bring in the harvest from the fields. And yes, we had all sorts of activities that were going on around the orphanage. The orphanage had its own church, obviously, as we said earlier. It also had its own mortuary. Which was just a very small building with just a slab on it. I personally didn't know anybody that had ended up in the mortuary, but we did have the occasional death and accident in the orphanage, and that was unfortunate. They were all quite heavily recorded and involved the police and such like at the time. And of course, from the warden's point of view, these things had to be recorded, but it made bad press from the orphanage's point of view, because a child who maybe died in a waterfall a mile or two away from the orphanage, who could not be saved and ended up drowning, was very unfortunate, and that happened in my time there. But it was very bad press from the orphanage's point of view. But the orphanage had they had tentacles going out into the community and the surrounding area in all sorts of spheres of involvement, you know, not just the church, but in the scholastic year, there would be various ways of fundraising locally and nationally to arrange for funding for the orphanage, because funding was a big thing.